But the accounts of those who tried to commit suicide and failed are another story, a horror story. Typical of the experiences told by people who survived after attempting to take their own lives is the case of this 22-year-old bride-to-be from Gary, Indiana. For obvious reasons, her name cannot be made public, but it happened in April of 1975. This is her story, as she later told it to a psychiatrist. It began on the fateful day she went to her fiancé's house to make dinner.
Eric and I were to be married in less than a week. We were in love, and I had never been happier. Said that he was leaving. He'd met another woman, and he'd fallen in love with her, and he couldn't marry me. I couldn't believe it. I didn't know what to do. I knew I couldn't stay in that apartment. I had to get out of there. Loved a man before. Our wedding invitations had already been sent out, and my parents were going to be here in 2 days. How was I going to face them? My whole world had fallen apart. I didn't care anymore. I decided to kill myself. Exploded around me. And then there was only silence and darkness. Suddenly I was going through a long, dark subway. The pain was excruciating. I tried to scream but couldn't. And I was so cold, terrified. And something started striking out at me. Hands kept ripping at my skin. No, they weren't hands. They were snakes. I came out of the tunnel into some horrible swamp where people, all of them dead, were moaning and crying out. The smell of death was everywhere. Oh, God, pray for me. I want to live!
That's impossible. She was dead.
Could God or some unknown force choose to punish those who try to take their own lives? Because in every case of suicides who survived, they told the same kind of horror story as the girl we've just seen.
Hi, YouTubers. I just want to share this with you because I recently, which is this morning, I had an experience with the Holy Spirit. The day before, I was watching some sermon online, and he was talking about how God showed him a vision of hell as he asked for it, because he's a pastor and stuff. He wanted to see hell himself so he can tell the people about it. So he was telling us about like how hell looked like and how there are people being dragged into the fire, like a fire being dumped in and then being taken out and over, and it was just too horrible for him to look at. And then while I was listening to, like, I wanted to also talk about hell, but I never experienced hell myself because, you know, I just never did. I only read about it. I only heard about it. I only, you know, seen pictures of how it looked like. But I never experienced hell myself. So, you know, I was like, Lord, you know, I want to share this to you, but I never experienced hell, so I don't want to be a hypocrite. So I was praying earnestly, Lord, just please let me see hell, even if it's a glimpse. So I don't want to see the hell too long because I don't want to see horrible things too long. So that's what I asked for. So I just did that. I kind of forgot about it. I was doing something else and then went to sleep. And then around like 4 o'clock in the morning, Holy Spirit just woke me up. He just woke me up. And then he said, "Are you ready?" And right away I knew. He said, "Are you ready?" And right away I knew he was talking about, "Are you ready to see hell?" And in my thinking, I was thinking, you know, there's this tremendous fear. Yes, right away, you knew, he asked me, "Am I ready?" I'm like, I'm not ready, Lord. You know, I was just like this fear, like, you know, when you're about to go on a stage and, you know, have a speech or something, and then, you know, you're kind of afraid, and then people tell you, "Are you ready?" And you kind of get afraid. Yeah, I was the same way. I was kind of afraid, you know. So I was like, oh, I was thinking in my heart, like, oh, I'm not ready. And all of a sudden, I have my eyes open, I'm in my bed like this, lying down in my bed, you know. And all of a sudden, I see like a huge vision, like on top of the ceiling. You know, I see this, like a screen almost, like a screen. And then I see thousands of people, millions of people, like, having their hands raised up. And they're all screaming in pain. I mean, it was like I was seeing like a rock concert. It was at the rock concert, you know how people just scream? And then they're going around in like circle, like, you know, it was all being mixed around. Like they seemed like they're like almost running around or something, or they're running around because of pain, and it looked like a mosh pit. I was like, wow, this is crazy, you know. And then I couldn't see anything. I didn't want to see it no longer. I was like, Lord, just take it away, you know. And then, wow, like, God. And then I started praying in tongues and whatnot, and, you know, I was like, wow, this is too real, you know. I don't want to look at it anymore, you know. It was just millions of people just screaming, and it sounded like a rock concert scream, but it was.